Professor Thomas Hillard, welcome to the Greek language program of SBS Radio. Oh, that was a nice welcome in Greek. Now, would you mind telling us how long have you been associated with ancient history, the studies of ancient history, and in particular, ancient Greek history?
Oh, that goes way back. I think into the 1960s from high school. I think when students come to Macquarie, we always ask them what drew them to ancient history, and 50% of them will say their ancient history teacher. And I had a wonderful ancient history teacher out at Blakehurst High School. And I think once Herodotus and Thucydides get their hooks into you, you're hooked. And so I went on to study ancient history at Sydney University, and I've been with it ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. Great stuff indeed. Now, there is a lecture that you're giving in the framework of the Macedonian celebrations, Demetria, 2017, in association with AHEPA, the Australian Hellenic Education Progressive Association, on Wednesday, the 11th of October, at 7 o'clock. Now, the title of your lecture is about ancient Toroni, which is in the Halkidiki Peninsula in Macedonia, northern Greece. Can you give us an insight into what was ancient Toroni and you know, that region of Macedonia and its role in history?
Ah, yes, indeed. Toroni is a magnificent site. It was considered one of the key assets of the Chalkidiki in ancient times, and it was often fought over amongst other things. Of course, it was a major port, for a timber port, and timber was just so important in the ancient world. And of course, you have the very impressive Macedonian tall timbers, which are in major demand for both in building in all sorts of ways, but particularly shipbuilding, which was so important in the classical world. So it was a major timber port. I like to think of it too as a major wine port, and I think any of your listeners who know the Chalkidiki will know the Porta Karas wines, which are just up the road from Toroni, and Toroni coins actually bore an anokoui, and a wine jug on their coins. The coins of Athens were an Attic owl. Toroni had a wine jug, so it was important commercially, but also important strategically, and it changed hands violently a number of times during the ancient world. It was fought over between the Athenians and the Spartans during the Great War between them, and went on being a point of contention. And when the Romans actually took Macedonia in 168 BC, they divided Macedonia up into four republics, and we are told by the Roman historian Livy, quite specifically, that one of the assets of the Chalkidiki was the port of Toroni. So it's a very important site in antiquity, and the University of Sydney had been digging there since 1975, but not actually looking for the port. So I went there in 1990 with my colleague Lee Benes from Macquarie University. We had permission to swim underwater, and we began to find some interesting remains underwater. So ever since that time, we have been looking for the harbour of Toroni, and I have to say, we haven't finished looking yet.
Oh, so the excavations are still ongoing?
They are indeed.
Okay, so what's its relationship with the rest of, you know, Macedonia, Toroni? So it was a port in ancient times, and would you say that a lot of the exports and imports were part of the vibrancy or the life of that city?
Absolutely. The Sydney University excavations at Toroni have shown an unbroken stratigraphic record that goes from prehistory, from the Bronze Age, right through to the Byzantine period. And, of course, there is a Byzantine castro on the site as well. And that shows an unbroken record of imports and exports because Toroni was obviously a port of distinction, and it was strategically important, particularly after the building of the canal, which is still there, just north of Potidaea.
Potidaea, as we say in Greek, Potidaea, absolutely.
Potidaea.
That's where Xerxes, where Xerxes passed through.
Exactly, and when shipping could sail up the gulf between, Toroni, I should say, is at the almost the southern tip of the middle peninsula of the Chalkidiki, Thithonia. And when that canal was cut through, shipping could round the cape just south of Tironi and head up through the Gulf, which is still called the Gulf of Tironi. And they could then take the safe route between the two peninsulas of the Chalkidiki, Pallini and Thithonia, and sail through that canal up to Thessaloniki. So that put Tironi right on the map and on one of the main trade routes.
Well, and one would say Macedonia on the map as well, as its historical area of Greece.
Yes, well, Macedonia, of course, was already well and truly on the map before they cut through that canal, of course, but we have indeed, very much, yes.
And Professor Hillard, you must tell us, you must reveal to us the knowledge, your knowledge of the Greek language, ancient or modern Greek.
I should have begun. I wish I spoke modern Greek better than I do. I struggle, but I intend to keep learning for the rest of my life. I have a better knowledge of ancient Greek because of my main research interest in Greek and Roman history. I came to the study of ancient Greek late in life, I have to say. I had studied at the University of Sydney in modern history with a bit of ancient history, a bit of anthropology, a bit of psychology. And so I've been making up for lost time. So I had some wonderful teachers at the University of New England where I studied classical Greek. And I must say that I find it much easier to read older modern scholarship in Greek because it's written in Kathurevisai.
Of course, absolutely, in the purified language.
I do find that more easy to read, but I'm getting better,
That's good, fantastica then. Well, let's repeat the details of your upcoming lecture, Professor Hillard. It's happening on Wednesday, the 11th of October at the Ahepa Hall, 396 Princess Highway at Rockdale at 7 p.m. It is in conjunction with under the Macedonian Celebrations Demetria 2017 Festival, in conjunction with the Ahepa organisation, the Australian Hellenic Education Progressive Association. Thank you very much for your participation on the Greek program, and we wish you all the best at your lecture, which seems very promising indeed, about Chalkidiki and Macedonia in general.
Great. It'll be wonderful to see you there.